Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Father, we come by your blood.
You see our sister Geraldine.
You see our sister Geraldine.
You see the request.
You see the request made in me.
Father, that you want her to draw, she wants you to draw her.
That she wants her
closer,
you draw
more intimately, in a way that would bring a reality and a sense of your presence.
One way will bring you reality and sense of your presence.
You see the many things, Father, that are in her circumstance.
You see the Bokutin that within her situation.
Father, we pray that you would work in the midst of every one of these experiences, every one of these circumstances.
We pray that you go work out inside all them, experience the answer and the circumstance them.
And Father, we pray that you would bring deliverance to her mind.
We pray that you go bring deliverance inside her mind.
Bring deliverance to her soul.
Amen. Bring deliverance to her soul. Amen.
Father, speak to her concerning those things that she needs to deal with.
Concerning the thing that we need.
Those things that hinder the relationship. Those things that hinder her from moving towards you.
We stop her from move towards you.
The things that tether her, Father, as it were, to the earth, to keep her from moving in the direction that she desires to move.
And that you help her that go to the direction.
Give her that determination. Give her that tenacity.
Give her that determination.
Give her an understanding that her life depends upon her action and what it is she is willing to do.
Give her understanding that in life depends on her own action.
Even as that woman, Father, that had the issue of blood.
Even like that woman who been get that problem with blood business.
She came to the conclusion that she was finished, that she was done, unless she was able to get close unto the Master. Hallelujah.
Except it touch the Master.
We pray for that revelation.
We pray for that same.
We pray, Father, for that tenacity and that determination.
We pray for that determination.
Father, we come against whatever spirit that would bring fear or to try to intimidate or try to bring to naught the grace that you have apportioned unto her.
Anyway,
my God.
For stop him, for the team, you know, boot for him.
Father, we ask that you break every tether.
That you broke any.
Every tether, Father.
Yes,
every tether to be broken.
Make them be broken.
That she might rise.
So that you will rise.
And
up.
That she might draw close to you.
So that you will draw, you can't close.
We ask it in Jesus'
we
name.
We are standing at Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Why would I not want to press for the very best?
Let him make an offer, press for the best work he can get in God.
Why would I not want the very best?
Let him make an offer, press for God for the best.
Two of his disciples wanted it.
The disciples said them one time.
He said, grant us that we would be able to sit on your right hand and your left hand.
Then can't say, do ya?
In your kingdom. In your kingdom. Not here in this earth. In your kingdom.
Inside your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He did not rebuke him.
He not rebuke the son.
He didn't rebuke him.
He not say
he says, that's not mine to give.
He said, not to me.
What does that tell you? It's there to be given. Hallelujah.
It is there to be given.
Impossible for you to get that position.
So, if it's there to be given,
so if it's possible,
why would I not want it to be given to me?
What do you make another one for you?
Why would I not want it to be given to you?
What do you make another one for you?
If I wanted it for myself, I wouldn't tell you about it.
Amen. For myself, I'm not going to tell you about that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the coming days, not these short days we're here, but in the coming days,
as the time they come, not to them to give you where they are no more.
The time frame of choice is going to be coming narrower and narrower and narrower and narrower and narrower until
that
the door is closed.
That same we get to make the choice, usa we will end up for day. Yeah. They lost some, they lost
and then,
some, they lost some, they lost some.
Depending on what side of the door is on, will demonstrate the position of your personal relationship with God. an adherence to his principles as to becoming like him.
Depending on whose part you get.
Oh, hallelujah.
And for make that decision for let you go fiba ram.
God bless you.
May God bless you now.
A mere mortal man.
This mortal man, yeah.
Talking to an immortal God.
Mortal man, they talk to God when not they die.
An omnipotent God.
God will pray.
An omniscient God. And then receiving counsel from him.
And then they get advice from.
When was the last time you counseled God? Did he come to you for advice?
God got to you for advice. Advice him.
And you know, Abraham was not shy about interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah.
You know, Abraham not be afraid. Self say, let he talk to God.
Hallelujah.
And Sodom and Gomorrah.
I don't remember how many times he went back to God, but every time God gave him said, well, yay, if there are 10, I will save the city.
I don't remember almost they come ask God that.
He came back again.
Come again for God's body.
And God says, yes, if there are so many, I will save the city.
If not, this
and then he came back again.
Still he can't go back.
You talk about pushing your luck.
In a talk about for push, you wait.
What it tells you is the position of authority you have with God. If he is your friend. Hallelujah. If you are a friend of God, he might be coming to your house for lunch one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, lunch in those times was not an easy thing. They had to go out and kill the fatted calf.
Then the lunch not to be easy.
They had to dress it and prepare it.
Then they kill
so
calf.
So God and Abraham were sitting there talking for hours.
Abraham and God sit down, they talk.
Oh my God. And we're only told one of the things that they talked about.
And I want to know more than tell you waiting on this.
Boy. I'd like to know what the other conversations were.
Yeah, well, left for Sabi waiting them to talk
more. Oh my goodness. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We're talking about relationship. Why is that story in the Bible? Why is it in the Bible?
Wait to make it in the Bible.
Because the practicality is something that is afforded or given to you and I if we are serious about having a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Because it's possible for love. We self get that kind of thing.
Oh, hallelujah.
We want relationship.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Relationship.
Relationship.
There was a group of people in the Bible.
Some people let me there.
New Testament.
The Bible, not the New Testament.
They were good Pentecostal Christians.
They have been good Pentecostal Christians.
Went to church.
Let me go to church.
Paid their tithes.
Let me they paid their tithes.
When there was prayer, people were coming up for prayer.
When prayer time did, they go up for
They prayer. Were right there to lay hands on them.
Yeah, they left hands on people.
Hallelujah. They probably led some people to Christ.
They even lead people.
I know that they healed the sick.
And I just say
I know that they cast out demons.
I know they say they mean cast
Hallelujah.
People.
And so now they were coming to get their just reward.
So now they come for make they come pay them.
They wanted to enter in to the kingdom of the Father.
They mean once and they yawn inside and the papa.
Oh my goodness. What did the father tell them?
What did the papa tell them? See, I know not.
Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. What?
When I am sinful workman them.
What? I'm a member of the United Pentecostal Church.
I'm a member of United Pentecostal Church.
I'm an elder.
I'm
an assistant pastor.
Assistant.
I am the pastor.
I'm the pastor, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've led all these people to Christ. I've led this crusade here, and I've been on this mission over there.
This crusade,
What?
Now me do all that.
How dare you accuse me of being a worker of iniquity?
You can tell me, say me now, sinful workman.
Depart from me.
Come off from me.
I do not know you.
I not sabi you.
Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. How much more for me is my condemnation if I have the revelation of sonship?
It would rank a bad one for me if I get this understanding of say me and God are for big God in big boy picking.
Big what? Be with God in big what? Yes. How much more for me? How much more condemnation for me if I do not utilize the tools and the articles of that God has given me for building a strong, sound relationship?
Not longer wahala for me. With all waiting,
oh,
I know
God.
If I not use waiting God give me for make and make me and God get good party between me two.
You know, God is true to His word.
God true to His word.
If I choose this house,
if I say that house that is
and
true,
persistently deny Him my position of personal relationship, and this house will be made unavailable to me.
And if I continuously talk, say,
hallelujah,
I'm not too busy for let me and God get close relationship.
Hallelujah.
Cats are that other old.
Hallelujah.
Available again for me.
There's another aspect of this verse in Revelations.
Other parts they can use verse.
When it says that God said, I will spew you out of my mouth.
When he say, God say, I will pick you come on and me mouth.
From a natural perspective, looking and reading at it, it seems as though they are cast out with no other chance of our hope of being redeemed.
When you read them naturally, waiting that the idea where they come, now that then grab them out and no way, no day for them to repent.
Hallelujah. But I don't think that that's quite what it means.
But I'm not thinking that it really means.
I believe that God gives us one more opportunity.
I really believe that God can give me one more opportunity.
To be spewed out of His mouth because I am lukewarm.
For make it fit me.
Means that He is going to put me, He's going to put my feet to the fire.
And it will allow for make we foot go on top fire.
In hopes that the fire will do something about my position of lukewarmness.
And it will absorb the fire.
Hallelujah.
Go touch we so that we will not say we not forbid this.
God is a redemptive God. And He will do everything He can to get us to a point to where we are willing to repent
and God will
and to embrace Him with all of our hearts.
And God will do everything.
Hallelujah.
He will make let we ask them go turn to them and
hallelujah
for repent. And
hallelujah. I believe that this principle is demonstrated in the aspect of the five wise and the five foolish. Hallelujah. The five wise were able to go in with the groom. Hallelujah. But the five wise were told to go out and buy more oil.
But the five foolish then tell
hallelujah
them to go outside and go buy more oil.
Why would they be allowed to go out and buy more oil?
They send them gonna go for go buy oil.
If it was the final thing, why would they be willing given the opportunity? Hallelujah.
And they will give them the opportunity.
And they went out.
And they actually gonna.
And they evidently bought.
And then go really bad.
But they came and they came back in. But the opportunity that the five wise has was no longer an option for them.
By the time they encounter opportunity, when
hallelujah,
get another again.
What does that tell you? What does that tell me? There are levels of authority in God's kingdom.
Level of authority.
There are positions that God has in His kingdom for those people who go all out 100% for the sake of His nature and the relationship
position
with them.
God keep
hallelujah.
For live life and do anything for make sure say
hallelujah.
Good relationship with them.
If they had the oil,
if they get you oil,
they were evidently redeemed and saved.
I believe,
but they were not able to be in the position or in the relationship that the five wise had.
But they're not able.
Hello?
To that level, that position where the five wise
they had the oil.
They may actually get the oil.
But they did not have the position.
But they're not, they lost the position.
Hallelujah. You know, Paul had the right attitude.
You know, say Paul, you get the right.
He said, I press toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ.
And I press towards the mark of the calling where I pass from.
What is the high calling in Jesus Christ?
What is another level where I pass from inside Jesus?
It's talking about a position, a place of authority in the kingdom of God.
Get authority in
the how it works and how it's distributed, I have no idea. But it's talking about a higher realm or a higher place of service in the kingdom.
How in the work of God?
Loose. Hallelujah.
But a high place inside God's kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I hope you will not see that it's here.
I hope so. You were there, yeah?
You have seen the top.
You don't see the top.
If somebody left all the way to come and collect chop, and you are here, you don't see the chop.
If somebody left all the way to come and can't collect chop, you do here, so you don't see the chop.
God has mercy on us.
God have mercy for you.
Amen.
Amen.
So she's going to go back tomorrow.
So Sister Cheryl, they go back tomorrow.
I will just pray and bless her.
I want to pray for her. Bless her.
The Lord will take her back.
That God will take and go back.
I have a testimony on her behalf which she does not know about.
I gave her testimony for a way even itself no about.
So when we came in to Laka.
Oh kind of Laka, yeah, so
all of us were bombarded, every one of us that came at that time in August.
Until we come inside August, we all will come.
Everybody was knocked down with sickness.
We all sick.
One by one.
One by one.
Everybody that came
we
like that.
All we can that thing.
Praise God. Did not so, Sister Lucy.
Sister Lucy, not so.
Because after the phone in Hepzibah at the time, she can't remember till now.
Hepzibah, one time, you know, remember up till now.
She was knocked down.
The sick not alone.
Unconscious.
So they unconscious, you know, conscious.
Amen.
Amen.
And God came in.
And God came inside.
And the devil was judged.
And he bring judgment on his
head. While they were coming, this last set that came from Nigeria.
So while then last set came in, he came from Nigeria.
We are praying and say God.
We will pray, say God.
Say we don't want anybody to be sick.
We don't want nobody for sick.
Amen.
Amen.
We are banning all the mosquitoes.
We will bind them mosquitoes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm very happy.
And we are glad
that they've been strong since they came.
And from since they came, they're strong.
And he's going back healthy and strong.
And they go back with strength.
And fresh.
And fresh.
Amen. So I'm going to pray for her.
We have to come to pray for her.
And she'll be going back to give them the taste.
He will go and tell them the taste what he does not taste
of the good land.
Of this good land, Yasu.
Of Laka.
Of Laka.
Laka, let's pray for you.
Tasha, come on, pray for you. Amen. Amen.
Father, you see our sister.
Papa God, you see our sister.
You see the calling and the election that is upon her life.
You see the calling with it in life.
And you see the heart that is in her that desires the pure and true and unadulterated word of God.
You see the heart with it inside and we want for one that word we don't mix.
Father, you see the future that is in front of her, the time frame that it concerns.
You see the future with it in front of her and the time we concern.
And Father, we're praying for the will of God, the will of the Father to be worked out in every set of circumstances.
We pray for you, we for make you work out in all circumstances.
Father, I pray that you give her a sensitivity in the spirit.
I pray so you will make it sensitive inside
and
the
and that,
spirit.
Father, you will give her a boldness to move in accordance to that sensitivity. Concerning decisions to be made, directions to go, and things that need to be done. Father, we pray that you would have divine overshadowing and covering of every one of those things.
We pray so you will get divine covering over all of them.
And you do see her traveling back, Lord. And all of the things, the mechanics of it, Lord.
And all the things,
the people that are involved in the mechanical devices that are used. Not to mention the princes and the polities that she must go through.
All the principalities.
Father, cover her with the blood of Jesus Christ. Cover her, Lord. Let her not be harmed or touched in any way whatsoever. Father, let every aspect of her life be in line with the will of the Father, we ask it. In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's a very big meeting. A big meeting, this one.
It doesn't look so ordinary.
But if you look around, you guys say not like so.
And, you know, when Jesus was born, Bethlehem, Judea.
When they born Jesus, Bethlehem, Judea.
It was not in the newspaper in Rome.
They not even put on a newspaper in Rome.
Good thing.
Right.
And it was very quiet, unnoticed.
People did not even notice it. Quiet one.
But that birth has affected the whole world.
But that bonding we born at this world, it affects the one whole world.
Affecting us 2,000 years down the line.
Even after 2,000 years, it still affects you.
Amen.
Amen.
So, there's something going on in Laka.
Something to go on in Laka.
And it's going to affect the whole world.
We will affect the one whole world.
Amen.
All right.
You may not believe me.
So you don't believe me.
But it is so.
But that's so.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So people have come from different places.
People have come out from different places.
Some from America.
Some from America.
Some from Nigeria.
Some from Nigeria.
Some from Congo.
Some from Congo.
Some from Mali.
Some from Mali.
To come and partake of it.
So that they will come eat and eat.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God. So Sister Shayo came out from Nigeria.
Sister Shayo, we come on to Nigeria, come.
To come and collect food.
Or come collect job. Lord bless me with all things new. Purify me through and through. Help me to a life that's true.
Sister Geraldine, I had a vision while praying for you. And in the vision, you were sitting in the, you were standing in a basket.
Like
attached to one of these hot air balloons.
So attached to?
Like one of these hot air balloons that they used to.
I mean, attached to them, balloon them.
That they used to fly around
when
in the sky with.
Fly them, balloon,
it had many tethers coming down. and to the ground.
If you say someone cut down to the ground.
Many ropes holding it down.
And you mean the pool and all?
The balloon was fully inflated.
The balloon down.
Sorry?
The balloon, the rope.
Okay, rope, they would pull the balloon down.
It was tethered. It was tied to the basket.
Let me tie to the basket.
And then like pegged into the earth.
And then peg inside the ground.
And somebody was coming, and one by one was pulling out those pegs.
And somebody come one by one, he pull and peg.
It was not an instantaneous thing.
It not being done once. So.
But it was a continuing thing.
But not
because one at a time.
One time
they were being loosed, and every time they would be
loose,
the basket would jerk and kind of.
And anything they lose, the basket would
kind of ascend a little bit.
And it got come up to the.
And I knew that when the last one was done, the balloon would rise.
And as see, as they do the last one, the balloon.
So it seems speaking of a process.
And it talks about the process
that God is working in your life and through circumstances and situations. They were tethers that were on the. But there were ropes that were on the basket that was tethered to the earth.
That rope that would be near by the basket.
So it can also deal with natural situations, natural sets of circumstances. But God was loosing them one at a time.
Loose them one by one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, this is a very big.
But it's happening because. God said it would happen.
Well, it will be because God said it will be.
Hallelujah. So the message that we are bringing.
So the message will they bring come?
Let me go back just a minute. This is not just.
Make us go back.
Denominational.
This not a normal different church and the small group them.
As in a church per se.
Not to the church with a talk box.
Baptist church, Methodist church,
like a Baptist church or
Lutheran church.
Not to Daniel with a talk box.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Pentecostal church,
Pentecostal
Assemblies
church.
Of God. Hallelujah. Any of these organizations, it's not just the aspect of their organizational, denominational position or the place in which they worship.
Any of the organization, not only like by how they gather themselves and say that they can worship, not to that
it's, way. It's talking about a condition of heart.
We they talk about how the heart is states today.
Whether you are in the position of relationship with God as to what it is that you are choosing when it comes down to the principles of truth concerning the will of God.
Whether you act and God agree so that when you make that choice for who say you go there, you will do the right choice.
Hallelujah. God will.
If God agree.
Sometimes because of our ignorance.
Sometimes they because of the way we
will make allowances for us with regards to our behavior.
We didn't make provision
concerning the word of God.
Provision for the way we behave towards God in word.
But as we progress in time.
But as we did go before.
As the revelation of a God becomes more clear.
As God in revelation.
As it becomes more simple.
As we begin to understand them.
And as it becomes more evident.
And as it is clear more and more to we.
The tolerance of God concerning our inaction or inactivity with it begins to get smaller and smaller.
How will the thing say God will just let you so? If you're not doing what he asks you for.
Because the Bible says.
Small and small. You know the possible again.
The Bible says.
Because the Bible says.
To whom much is given.
That one way I give.
Much is was going to be required.
And they expect them for too much.
So
more.
If you are being given the truth or
so
the reality of
the
what it is God desires and what God wants.
God give you reality of what he wants.
Concerning the natural.
Concerning the natural.
The natural arena of living.
Concerning this world where they live inside.
And you could put it in their lifestyle.
You can even write inside and say,
hallelujah.
Lifestyle.
In comparison to spiritual living.
And compare them with the way we live your spiritual life.
Are a spiritual life style.
Or your life, how you live your life.
Hallelujah.
Spiritually.
The difference between the two.
The difference between them two, yeah.
Is that our natural lifestyle.
Now that we life what they live in this world.
Is determined by our external environment.
Waiting they tell we how for live we life in this world, now by waiting we they see which we are.
Hello. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that's a principle. That's a spiritual principle, by the way.
Because that one day na law, na spiritual law.
The devil, there are restrictions put on the devil, whether you know it or not.
The devil is not free for do all things the way we want for.
The devil cannot work from the inside out.
The devil not able for work from inside you out, cannot.
The devil must work from the outside in.
If they use the outside kingdom for work from.
Whereas a spiritual lifestyle.
Well, now the opposite with the spiritual life
is determined
Eon
by an internal,
not from inside,
an internal environment.
Now from inside you walk in the beginning.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the classic example.
Jesus now the real example of that.
He did nothing except for what the Father spoke. He did nothing except for what he see the Father do.
Nothing not he do past what he see the Papa they do.
And he did not speak anything unless he heard the Father speaking it.
And he not they talk nothing past yeah, he waiting the Papa talk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The example we have of the natural position of living.
The example we'll get about the natural way for live with life.
Judas. Did I spell his name right?
Judas.
I think I did.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Judas, that Jesus' disciple.
And I thank Judas that give Judas that position because he was one of the 12.
Wait, make I give Judas that position there because now one of the 12 women will walk out with Jesus.
There is no difference between Judas and a perditious. A perditious spirit.
No difference not there between Judas and the spirit where they make person lost in way with God, not a go near God at all.
And it's kind of a marvelous situation with Judas.
He wonderful with Judas.
Because Judas is an example of a mediocre Christian.
Because Judas is an example of Christian where careless, he not be seen nothing.
Do you understand what mediocre is?
Yes.
Maybe I can put it in a spiritual, in a scriptural context.
Make a put them na a way where we will understand them spiritually.
Let us go to Revelations.
Where we go to Revelation.
And I think this is very apropos because it's one of the last books in the Bible. It's the last book in the Bible, and it deals with the end time church.
Revelation chapter 12, they talk about the church at the end time.
And I want to go to the church that was neither hot nor cold. It was the church. church was it? The Laodicean church. Is that right?
16. Revelation 3, 16.
2 what? 15?
16.
Revelations 2? 16. All right. Yes. It was Pergamos. Hallelujah. I wonder if Pergamos, is that where we get the word purgatory from?
Laodicea.
Huh? Yeah, I know, but I'm saying the name Pergamos.
No, I don't think Pergamos, whether it's not from the word purgatory.
I wonder if the word purgatory comes from the word Pergamos.
Okay.
That'd be interesting to find out. So here we are.
So now here we go, Revelation 3:16.
3:16. I was in the wrong church, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I just got carried away with Pergamos. 3:16. This is the church of the Laodiceans. I thought I had it right. Let me just read it from verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true, the witness and the beginning of the creation of God. Hallelujah. You know, it's not a coincidence that the terminology and the definition of the church is stated as it is.
Not by chance make the talk about this then kind of church there, so as the light and so.
Because when it says unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, he says, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. It takes you back to the beginning of God's creation. So it takes you back to the beginning of the purpose of what God was creating and why he was creating it.
What he's saying at verse 14.
Hallelujah.
It takes you go back to the beginning for tell you what it mean, where it starts on to.
Hallelujah. And if you were to want to identify it as far as the tabernacle is concerned, it would be the church that involves the lampstand.
If you want to find your own place, the tabernacle, it will be that church where gets the lampstand.
And what you have to understand is what was the facility of the lampstand.
What you get to understand, now waiting now being the role where the lampstands they do.
And I think the Lord gave me that word because of the destruction that a tsunami can have.
I think say God now give me that word there because that tsunami they count big wahala.
And it reminded me also of the scripture.
It make a member of
in Revelations, I believe it's in 12,
now
somebody mentioned it.
12.
Where out of the mouth of the dragon came a flood of dirty water.
Out of the dragon in mouth when I said that.
Hallelujah.
Also with that,
it wasn't too long before 2012 that Japan had suffered that catastrophic tsunami.
And I've been told where Japan suffer that tsunami day. That's not where big waves
for me.
Island.
For me personally, showed me or demonstrated how fast change could happen.
It being sure how fast change can be.
And how destructive it can be.
And now it can cause big dumbbell.
And it was no mistake that the Lord said that it would be like a tsunami wave.
I make not of a mistake when God tell me say go feel like a tsunami.
Because we saw the destruction that was going on.
because we see the destruction we have seen.
Many Christians that were really Christians lost their lives.
People that were not be real Christian.
Much of the what people would consider sacred, I don't necessarily think it's so sacred, but the fact that it had religious significance
with that religious meaning
was totally destroyed. Anything that wasn't destroyed in the bombing, they went in with sledgehammers and heavy equipment to raise it and to level it so that there would be no evidence of that Christianity.
Anything when the bomb not destroyed, then
hallelujah. And when that was happening, the Lord spoke a word to me.
When that be, God talks on word to me.
That comes out of the Bible. It says when he told the prophet to measure the temple.
When come out of the Bible, he say, he tell the prophet, say, measure the temple.
And he said, leave out the outer court.
Left the courtyard.
Well, if you are a tabernacle person,
if you're not possible with somebody tabernacle,
you understand the significance of the outer court.
You gonna know how important the yard be.
Hallelujah. The outer court is this portion right here.
The yard when I like at the outer court, 9 day yonder.
And it deals with the Pentecostal and the evangelical.
And yonder, now they all the activity where the Pentecostal and evangelical people they do.
Denominational system.
Now they system they work.
And when he said that, leave out the outer court.
When God said no measure thy courtyard day.
He said it was going to be given to the Gentiles.
He said that place there, now they want will not believe God, now then go
to be tread underfoot.
And then go mass.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means it was going to be totally destroyed.
That means they go fuel and pata.
Not just destroyed.
Not for fuel no more.
If you understand Jewish terminology,
if you're
Gentile was unclean. Did you hear me? Gentile was an individual who was unclean.
Gentile, that's not.
Hallelujah.
That people, they were not clean at all.
And they were not, the Jewish people were not to have any dealings with them.
And the Jew people, they're not even forget any partnership relationship.
Because any type of dealings with them would contaminate them and defile them.
Because any kind of way you be party to them, people
don't. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And quite frankly, since that time, we have seen a great deal of destruction as far as the outer court is concerned.
And since that time, then we don't see beaucoup destruction not happen where as we think about that outer court.
There is a craze now in the United States.
Something that be now in America.
Where shooters go into churches.
Where people, where they kill man, then they go inside church.
And they shoot the congregation.
And just kill people.
As far as the States is concerned,
as far as
that's unheard of.
America concerned,
that has never happened before.
It's not been the B before.
Father, I want to come by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Papa God, we want to come to you by Jesus.
To present ourselves to you for this time frame this afternoon.
To you for this time.
Asking you for your divine intervention in our lives.
We ask you for your power for coming to our life.
That our eyes might be open.
So that we are open.
And our understanding, Father, will grasp the reality of the time frame we are living in.
And we understanding go all. We understand the time we live, what they live inside.
The importance of the necessity for us to grasp the reality of what is being spoken.
How important and necessary for us to catch up the important thing when they talk.
As well as the things, Father, that you are revealing in the future.
And also the thing when you talk about.
We just ask you for your presence in Jesus' name.
And the inside presence inside Jesus' name.
Amen. Some time back, Brother Mark Yancey. It was really his wife Rita.
Well, not being with Sister Rita.
Some of you know them.
Some people know them.
They have been here. At least Mark has. I don't know if Rita's been here.
They don't come here before.
And in the dream.
And inside the dream.
He saw two houses.
He see two of them.
And I'm just going to draw houses.
I just need to go host them.
Like I drew it before.
Just like I've been doing first.
But this is the foundation of this house.
That was the name foundation, Dandy.
It consists of the pride of life.
And waiting inside there.
The lust.
Nah, the pride within inside this world.
Of flesh.
Waiting the body the long for.
Lust.
Want.
Should be the other way. This is the lust of the eye.
Waiting the eye the mile.
This is the lust of the flesh.
Waiting the body the long forget.
And over here, there was another house.
Then over Sayanda, other Osef day.
Whose foundation?
Where your foundation
was on the blood.
He day pan the blood.
The life of the spirit.
The life within inside the spirit.
And the word of God.
And God in word.
Hallelujah. Now, he did not see the foundations. That's my idea, my addition.
Well, from the dream, they don't be seeing the foundation.
I think we need to understand the houses.
I will feel so we need to understand them too, here.
And in the middle, between the houses.
In between the two of them.
There was this big bulldozer.
One big bulldozer been there.
All right, you know what a bulldozer is, right?
We have been waiting a bulldozer, them big truck when they use.
A big piece of heavy equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
Got tracks on it. And the dream was not very long. It was quite short.
The dream not be long. That short dream.
And it in the dream, the word of the Lord came to Rita.
Inside the dream, God in word came to Sister Rita.
You need to choose a house.
You need for choose whose house you go there.
And the house that you choose.
And the house where you choose.
It will be the house that you will end up with, because the other one is going to be dismantled or destroyed by the bulldozer.
Now you go be the house where you go there for total go, because the bulldozer they come for destroy the one way left.
There is one thing I'm very much aware of.
One thing there where I know for sure.
We cannot treat the word of God as though we have a lot more time left.
We know but it treats God in one way like a same tempo for me.
I was in Ethiopia.
I mean then in Ethiopia.
My wife and I were living there.
Me and my wife have been talking.
In 2012. And this was before what the news in the States titled The Arabic Spring.
This now before the time where they begin talk about that Arabic Spring, where all the Arabs, then they rise up.
And it was the rising up of the Muslim influence.
Then tell them where the Muslim country, then they make trouble.
And it spread like wildfire.
And the trouble begins spread like a wildfire.
It went across, up and across Africa.
It go up round Africa.
And when it started happening, the Lord spoke to me.
When it began happening, God talked to me.
He said, it's going to be like a tsunami wave.
It go feeble, like that's what they call tsunami, where water, they come over land.
Israel.
But Israel
had gone after other gods.
Being down one beyond other gods them.
And he was allowing the enemies of Israel to come in, reiterating what he had done with them. Israel's enemies to come in and to decimate them and to capture them and to bring them into bondage.
That means they allow Israel for let the enemy then catch them, take them, carry them, go, as slave them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I don't know how it is that we think that God will be more lenient with us, because it was in the context of God being a husband unto Israel.
I don't know how we feel.
Hallelujah. And that context is very important.
This is talking about God as the husband of Israel.
God said that he was the husband of Israel. Yes. Hallelujah. Because God, Israel had gone a whoring after other gods.
Because Israel don't let God.
Hallelujah.
They go other side.
God let down the hedge.
He
allowed the enemy to come in and to invade their territory.
He allowed the enemy for Kankamitu and Usaide.
Hallelujah.
And take over Usaide.
The problem or the purpose of salvation.
The reason for salvation.
Salvation. The purpose of salvation is
make salvation there
is relationship.
Now for there we and God go.
The scripture, New Testament wise, as well as Old Testament wise,
the inside the scripture
emphasizes over and 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 over again. That it is relationship.
Say now for let we and God.
Do you think that Abraham would have been able to be willing to sacrifice his son if he did not have a relationship with God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If he and God not be close and get party relationship.
Abraham had such a relationship with God.
Abraham, yes.
That he was willing to sacrifice his son.
So
knowing
he able for say yes, I go.
Knowing that if God did not provide another sacrifice,
and
that sacrifice could be raised up from the ashes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You remember as they were going up to the mountain, his son asked him.
Remember when they go up the mountain where in Pikia's come.
Dad, we have the wood.
Papa,
we have the fire.
We again in fire.
Where is the sacrifice?
When is Sarah?
What did Abraham say?
What did Abraham say?
Hallelujah. God would what? Provide him a sacrifice. He had no idea what that sacrifice was going to be. He was committed.
He not be understand nothing with the sacrifice.
And you know what? God did not intervene until the very last moment. Now let me tell you what I believe happened. I've seen it in a vision. Hallelujah. He took that young man. He bound him up. He put him on the altar. Now,
he put him at the altar.
You know, we always talk about Abraham, but what about Isaac? How many of you young people?
Almost young people.
If your father took you and he was going to sacrifice you, and he didn't tell you anything about it until you got to the point to where the sacrifice was going to be, and he takes the rope out of his pack.
They take the
and it, the rope.
Open in bag.
And he starts walking towards you. What is going on here?
You go begin say,
what are you going to do here?
Now what you do?
Hallelujah. If he made a fuss, I think he would have told us about it. The young man submitted.
The young man agreed.
What does that tell you between the father and the son?
Waiting that they tell you about the papa and the king.
Would to God I could have that type of rapport with my children. My goodness.
I wish they.
Hallelujah. That no matter what it seems like in the natural, they are willing to trust me. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
They're willing, they agree for me.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But nevertheless, he bound him up. He put him on that altar. Hallelujah. And I believe there was a fight going on in his soul. Come on. In his mind. In his emotions.
Inside in mind. Inside in feelings.
Am I really going to do this thing? Is this thing really have to happen this way? Hallelujah. And I can almost feel the frustration and the pressure of it in his being, shortness of breath, pain in his heart. My God. Hallelujah. We just read the words and we take it for granted that he just tied him up, put him there, and tried to stab him. Hallelujah. Abraham was a human being. He loved this young man. And it was his only son, and it was the promised son. Hallelujah. Now here he was going to offer it up as a sacrifice. And not only that, brethren, Abraham had been delivered from a sacrificial culture. Abraham was the son of a priest of Baal. And he was being groomed to take his father's place. So he was very much aware of human sacrifice. And he was very much aware of God's repulsion toward that position of sacrifice. Talk about questioning your theology. Hallelujah. And he took that knife, and I can just sense the frustration. I believe that when he raised it, he did it without thinking. Did it without hesitation, because he knew.
And I shall say they're ready for drumming.
If he thought, if he felt, hallelujah, he would not have done it. I believe he took it and he went down like this.
If that be faith, it not be for drama. I believe say yes, Sam, for put and down there.
And I believe God's arm came in to stop
and
him.
And I sure say God in hand.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's so simply written.
It's simple.
All of the details.
It's simple as we read it.
The intimate, the struggle, the fight,
yes,
to overcome.
That's the way it passes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It wasn't simple.
It not be easy.
Hallelujah. There was something happening in Abraham while he was doing it. And the fact that he went ahead to do it and God stopped him.
If I say even though you go now for Guam and I'm going to stop him.
God said a peculiar thing to him.
God said something different, strange to him.
He said, now.
Now.
I know.
I'm not
you.
Yeah.
Why didn't God know him before?
Yeah.
Why didn't God know him before?
Why didn't God know him before?
Why didn't God know him before?
How is it that God knows him?
Because
before
knowing, there was nothing there that could be known.
Before that,
the action and the faith and the movement of his obedience created in him that platform of righteousness.
That action, everything God said, it makes platform for saying this man, a righteous man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sometimes God puts us in difficult situations, extremely hard situations.
Still with difficult.
Not because he hates us.
Not
because he's vindictive.
Not
because he wants to see us suffer.
Not because
but he knows that that situation, if you behave and move in accordance to righteousness, will create within you something that is indelible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I like Abraham. It's going to be a pleasure to meet him if I have that privilege.
I like Abraham, but they look for one for meet him. One finding.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
When was the last time that God came to your house for lunch?
Who said last week God came to your house for can't take lunch?
Huh? When was the last time God came to your house for lunch?
Who said last God came to visit you for lunch?
God, with some of his angels, came to have lunch with Abraham.
Well, God, he angel, they come down for can't get lunch with Abraham.
Hallelujah. Why?
What he do?
He said, because Abraham is my friend.
He said, because Abraham na mi padi.
Oh, my goodness. Abraham, should I not tell Abraham what it is I am about to do? My goodness, can you imagine that?
I'm not for tell Abraham when I'm in Paddy, what I want for do.
I'm there.
You can imagine that day.
Brother Duccio, on one of his first visits to the United States, those of you who didn't know him, he was a Jamaican that was sent to the United States to give us this word.
Now being Jamaican, where God sent America for bringing this world come to me.
He came in on the course from Jamaica. You come into Florida.
And the road we passed now through Florida.
And he had an address. He only had an address. And he wasn't aware of the attitude of the Floridians that were white with regards to black people.
And he only gets address. And not be know how the Florida people then will behave to black man.
In Jamaica, white, black, in between, it's all mixed together. So there's really not a problem in that arena.
For Jamaican then they get white man, black man, they all mixed together. They don't get one problem.
And it so happened that the neighborhood he was in, he got a taxi and they dropped him in this neighborhood.
And he gets a seat and drop off.
And the neighborhood was an all-white extreme neighborhood.
That area then have been so white when they meet up.
And he and Mavis were sticking out like a sore thumb, walking down the street looking for this address.
Yeah, with they just appear no more. Real one to them. And
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the neighbors happened to see him walking down the street.
One funny neighbor didn't see and they walk up.
And he had this big black Doberman Pinscher dog, which is a guard dog.
Black dog when a
Doberman.
Guy,
Doberman Pinscher. That's the name
dog?
Of the breed.
Okay. I mean, get this security dog with them.
They look wicked. And they bite hard.
And then they bite.
And they're pretty ferocious. They can be pretty ferocious.
And they can chew you.
This man sicks the dog on them.
This man is releasing dog on them.
And as that dog was coming down, Brother Duhil heard the pattering of its feet, and of course it was kind of whining, barking, I think.
And as the dog they come bothered, you see, he hear the dog in footsteps.
And it's anticipation of biting Brother Duhil.
And they wait, they say they come for combat.
But just about the time that the dog was getting ready to leap at him, Brother Duhil swung around and he rebuked the dog.
As he ready for jump and so bothered.
Hallelujah.
He rebuked the dog.
That dog, ears went down.
That dog, yes, dropped.
Haunches went down on the ground and he slid.
He went way back, he just fell on the ground, then run go.
No, he slid.
He slid.
Light.
The momentum of his running, he just went down on his haunches and slid.
He fell on the ground, then slid.
And he slid almost right up to Brother Dufield's feet.
He slid, come right front of Brother Dufield.
It got up, put its head down, yipping and running back to its master.
It put your head down.
Hallelujah.
Amen. One for go back to him.
We are supposed to be coming into such a position of relationship with God.
We for the reach this position with God.
That God will give us an authority.
Where God will give we power.
That gives us the ability to overcome these things that threaten our lives.
Where God give we the power for
Hello.
The win against the
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But these are not things that come just because you're Christians.
But then they actually have been just ordinary Christian.
These are things that come by virtue of relationship.
Then in the answer, they happen because you and God now get
Hallelujah.
Relationship.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There is another scripture I want to read to you.
Other scripture do you want to read to now?
It is concerning Israel.
Now concerning Israel.
And let me see if I can find it. It is in the Old Testament. Okay. And it was the displeasure. It highlights the displeasure that God the Father had with Israel's behavior toward him. Hallelujah. Oh boy, where is it? I can't find it. Hallelujah. But the lampstand, simply put, is a position of union with God and man.
Lampstand, as we will understand them, now the position where man and God, they
it had six
together.
Six branches.
It gets six branches.
With a main stem.
And you get one main stem.
Hallelujah.
Middle.
And my drawing doesn't show it, but the tops of the lampstands were all level with one another.
And on top of the lampstand, all the lampstands, each one, the branch, they all get the same level.
And they would pour oil into the main stem.
Then go turn oil na the main base.
The oil would go down and it would go into the other branches.
The oil will go down.
Hallelujah.
And it will touch the other branch, them all.
And it was made out of beaten gold.
And waiting and take me come now gold with a knock.
Marvelous. It wasn't poured into a mold.
Not all. They don't make mold. Put on, so
it wasn't made piece by piece.
They don't cut and one. They make.
They mold. took and hammered out the configuration out of a block of gold.
Then take one big block of gold.
How'd they do that?
They take one big block of gold, beat some, and get each one for them branch here. How they manage to do that?
I don't know how in the world they did that. I don't think we could do it today with our technology.
Even with all mistakes.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah. But it was a handcrafted piece of furniture.
Well, that furniture did not hand and take make them.
The gold was representative of the nature of God.
That gold, they be mean God.
The oil was a representation of the Spirit of God.
The oil be mean the Holy Spirit.
And the wick that burned
and that wick
was a representation of flesh.
It mean
hallelujah.
Man in flesh.
So it was man and God working together with the Holy Spirit.
So the meaning all thing that mortal man and God, they work together with
to,
the Spirit.
To produce light.
For make light canon.
There was no other light in the holy place.
No other light not been there inside our holy place.
That was the only light.
Past that light been no more.
And quite frankly, it was the only light that was needed because the whole interior of the room was gold.
And true, no other light they not be needed again. Past that one gray because all inside covered with gold.
So the light that was coming was being reflected and magnified off of the walls of gold.
So that light where they come.
Hallelujah. The Bible says.
The Bible says
that we are to be the lamp of the world, the light of the world.
The Bible says we forbid the world in light.
It says you don't take your light and put it under a bushel.
We don't go take the light to put up.
Hallelujah. But it's talking about union with God. So here we have this indictment that is now coming against the Holy Place Church.
So you see, God, they put something strong to we for against we within the Holy Place.
Hallelujah. The Holy Place. Hallelujah. The Holy Place.
The Holy Place.
Is designated to deal with sin in the soul.
They make him so that he go deal with the sin when they say mortal man in soul.
It is designated to go to the root of the problems.
In what now that you go enter inside the root problem?
The outer court is to deal with sin in the flesh.
Outer court, when I like the yard, he don't work now for treat.
Hallelujah.
A mortal man.
It is to deal with sin in the flesh.
The
hallelujah.
Where what a man gets.
This is to deal with the lust of the flesh.
And then senior, it will include the thing where the body they long for.
This is to deal with the lust of the eye.
That second side of the holy place, in a for let it treat, waiting we want where they power.
Do you have the saying here that the eye is like a window of the soul?
I don't know if
it's a scriptural. I think the Bible says it.
The eye, not like the soul in window.
If you want to know what is in a man's soul,
if you want to
just take a good hard look at what is in his eyes.
Now for just watch and find what's in his eyes.
Hallelujah. The eyes can be very expressive, you understand. They can tell somebody of your discontent. They can tell somebody that you're angry. You can tell somebody that you're sad. Just the eyes, just looking at the eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I suppose the facial expressions have something to do with it, but the eyes... Hallelujah.
Also, the way where you face the make is a get something for do, but the eye.
Julius Caesar. Really signifies the lust of the eyes.
It means the want within our eye.
He had a battle theme.
He mean get talk where they talk where they go first.
He says, I came.
He said, I come.
I saw.
I don't see.
I conquered.
I don't win now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he had hungry eyes.
He been angry bad.
You know, some of us are guilty of having hungry eyes.
So, but we guilty, so we yay them.
We look at something. And that's something we look at, it just triggers something of an appetite in us.
We can just look something.
Hallelujah.
Want to,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Job knew the importance of what he was looking at. So he made a covenant with his eyes.
So David, Job. And because he know how important what he had to see. He made agreement with Yahweh.
He made a covenant with his eyes, do not look upon a maid and lust after her.
He said,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Woman, we're not in wealth and long forget them.
No Holy Ghost.
And
no Holy Ghost.
He not been get the Holy Ghost.
No blood of Jesus.
He not been get the blood of Jesus, Panam.
Just a sense of accountability and a responsibility of a living God.
It just not say if for respect God it gets.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here we are, the Church of the Laodiceans.
So now, so the Church na Laodicea.
Hallelujah. And it says that, hallelujah, I know your works, that they are neither hot nor cold, and I would that they were hot or cold.
Hallelujah. I not say they're not hot, they're not cold. But really, I want for let it be hot or it be cold.
Now, let me translate that into modern English.
Make a translate that to English who will understand.
I'd rather you be a Christian that's totally on fire for God, fanatical,
on fire for God,
to a fanatical state of being.
Say you don't want nothing. You get up for Jesus.
And if you can't be that, I would rather you be a cold, stone-hearted sinner.
If you know it will be so, better that you be Christian where you are full sinner, where you are. You ask no get one God panam, you not be single God, and you not care nothing.
Can you imagine God telling his church that?
You can imagine God.
Why?
So.
Because a sinner is easier to convict of his sin, because he knows he's in sin and he knows he's doing wrong.
Because he's in an easy fault.
Whereas a Christian,
he don't do bad, he no say he don't do bad, and he will change.
Whereas a Christian will utilize his knowledge of righteousness to excuse his sin.
But the Christian,
hallelujah,
the way we're in saying righteous, so that it will make excuses.
And now we're still talking about the two houses, by the way.
We still talk about the two hosting.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's telling you God's response to this house.
Because they tell you, but how God...
When you are supposed to be in this house.
How God will treat the one that will take
hallelujah.
The house where truth will you for them at that over Oceana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I'm going... And the solution to this problem that I'm having with you...
And the solution for this problem I get with you...
Is to spew you out of my mouth.
Now that I will pitch you, come on at me more.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means that God pulls God pulls the hedge. God pulls the safety net that is under you, or the hedge that is around you.
Then they go mean say God.
Hallelujah.
That fence where he put around you.
Hallelujah. You know, I don't know quite frankly if I was involved in some of these denominational churches in the States, what I would do.
I don't know for two one if I'm in the inside. But, the church business in America, which I'm involved.
But I think it's a pretty sad story.
But I really feel say
when a church that is supposed to be triumphant.
I feel say na sorry story for church where for be winner
has to hire a security force and arm them to kill people.
Where now he go hire security force
if they come to attack the church.
Instead of keep pushing if they come for car attack them.
Somehow that doesn't equate for me. Hallelujah. Now, I suppose it would be a different story if somebody came in here and started shooting us all up. But from my perspective of the word,
but from which I understand,
and from testimonies that I have heard,
some testimony then they were going to hear.